Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Ah, man. Whew. Today is another Legends episode. Episode 4. Titled Bay of Squids. Interesting. Also, obviously a play on words for the Bay of Pigs. That's right. We're going back to the Cuban Missile Crisis with JFK. To talk about last week's episode, we went to the future. Back to the future, 2045, the time of Zari and Behrad. That's where they're from. And got to see Gigi's more money again, and Zari had to go on a singing show to beat the alien, which is kind of a robot sort of dealio, Lord Knox. And Zari and Constantine had a little bump in the road with their relationship, but I think they're good now. Sarah is still stuck with Gary on the planet, but she has made her way to this new guy. So we don't know who he is, but she followed an Ava clone to get there. Wow, interesting, right? Yeah. Where do these Ava clones come from? We don't know. But yeah, and then Gary's out on his own. You know, because he didn't see Sarah leaving. So he doesn't know where Sarah is, so that's fun. Spooner and Ava are having some good moments together. I think they'll be good friends in the way that Sarah and Zari 1.0 were friends. And I like their relationship. It's good. So yeah, and with that being said, let's get into the episode. So this mission started off in a hot mess, guys. Woo! Yeah, so like I said, Cuban Missile Crisis is happening. We're in Cuba. Fun. Not really. So of course, an alien lands in Cuba during this crisis, 1962. And the Cubans obviously took the alien. So yeah, fun. And then we cut to the ship, of course. Zari doing her nighttime routine. Nate comes out. Zari is not done. Her hair is up. No makeup on. And Nate's like, you look like her. As in, Zari 1.0. And I was like, yeah, she does. I miss her so much. I miss Zari 1.0 so much. And he has a boner. So, obviously still not over her, but it's fine. And then, but they get called into an emergency meeting. Spooner is doing some tricep dips. And Behrad is passed out on the couch because he took some weed gummies to fall asleep. And yeah. And then Ava comes out. Everybody's, you know, wanting to go to bed. They want to sleep. But Mick is on the case. He has found a hit on the alien that took Sarah, as in Kayla, that alien, and Mick has already planned everything out. He's like, let's go. Everybody's like, whoa, we didn't even talk about this. We're all still in, like, pajamas. He's like, I don't care. We're going. So they go. They land in Cuba, 1962, and nobody actually knows where they're going until it's too late. But yeah, and so they get off. They're going out right into the middle of it, and Mick is hijacking a car, and Spooner gets a gun. She's just shooting everything up, and she's having way too much fun with that gun. I love it a lot, but too much fun. And everybody steals a car. They jump in the back, and they drive off, and they realize, oh, crap, we're in the middle of the Cuban Missile Crisis. They open the box. Instead of the alien, Kayla being there, it's a nuclear bomb. Fun. Not really, though. Yeah, so, they're stuck in a bit of a sticky situation here. And then we cut to, President JFK, And the military chief guy comes in and he's like, "We found these pictures, and one of those pictures of the Wave Rider, of course." So they think it's a new Soviet bomber. Yay, everybody's in trouble. Good start to the mission, Mick. Way to lead the team. All right, guys. Everything's going haywire. Oh my gosh. Oh. Okay, where did we start? Oh my gosh. Okay, Nate and Sari are gonna go to Washington, D.C. to go talk to JFK. Sari is, of course, still going because she took a long time to work on her hair, so she has to now, which is great. So they're going together. And then, yeah, I think that's all we heard from that plan. Oh my gosh. Okay, so but they go and go there. Nate is posing as an international relations guy, I believe, some sort of expert. And Zari is going to be a secretary. And she puts on this southern accent. Oh, I love it so much. Gosh, it makes me laugh. Yeah, so Zari's going to do the secretary work. Nate's going to go into this meeting with some other people. Everybody's from Harvard, because of course everybody's from Harvard. And yeah, and you know, Nate is stunned, of course, by seeing JFK, as anyone would. So Nate's going to try to do some talking up and try and get him to stop. And then, yeah, and so he's talking it up. Everybody's trying to decide what to do. You know, we need to get up weapons better to stop them. And it's like, no. He makes this like analogy to a football game, and both sides need to lose in order for everybody to win because we're dealing with nukes here. So, you know, it's going to be devastating for everybody if those get involved, of course. And yeah. And then we cut to Ava and Behrad, who are going out to Fidel Castro's bunker, which was a plan that Rory and Spooner came up with. They found the bunker through walkie-talkie radio stuff because Spooner can speak Spanish, of course. So that's how they found that. And so Ava and Behrad are going there. And Behrad is posing as somebody from the military in Cuba. Ava is posing as a Soviet scientist, of course, puts on an accent of her own, which is funny as well. And they go in, and she's like, "I am a scientist for extraterrestrial beings." That was probably the worst Russian accent you ever hear me do. I'm never doing it again. And yeah, so they get in, not as hard as it should have been, but yep, they're in. And so right away they're put into an operating room where the alien is on the table, knocked out with some, you know, gas. And Ava's supposed to go in and do operating, and they're like, "Well, we can't kill the alien because we need the alien." And so Ava's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna stall, but the blood in this alien, or what is, I think blood is like silver." Very interesting, very weird. So maybe we'll get more about the anatomy of it. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But yeah. And so, but Bayrod goes out, you know, disgusted by the blood, steals a guy's hat, and, but it's a special, like, beret hat, so it shows rank. And some dude comes by and he's like, "Oh, I didn't realize it was you." And realize I'm like, who does he think Bayrod is? Yeah, so he gets taken and goes to Fidel Castro's, like, office in the bunker. And it's like, "This is your friend, Che," something. I don't remember the last name. And Bayrod's like, "You, I never said I was that guy," which that guy, Che, is Fidel Castro's old, like, best friend or whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not Che. I'm his cousin, Jay." Good on the fly move, Bayrod. And Fidel Castro buys it. He's like, "Oh yeah, you look just like your cousin. Whoa, whoa, whoa." I was like, wow. They're getting real lucky, as they always do here. Yeah, and then cut back to the meeting in the White House with JFK and Nate Nzari. Oh my gosh. So some more pictures come in, and it looks like some nuke has been stolen or whatever. And the Russians, you know, they're claiming they attacked them with some steel man. And of course, who would that be? Nate. They have a picture of it. And Nate and Zara are like, oh man, this is not good. But Nate's like, at least it's a good picture. Of course, Nate. The vanity on this man. Ugh. So funny. But yeah. And now we are in some more trouble. All right. So, what's happened now? Oh, they're discussing Nate as the metal man, whatever, because they don't know it's actually Nate. Let's see. JFK passes the football to, I believe, the Attorney General. I believe that's the title. Not sure. And so DEFCON 3, and Zara's like, ooh, because she doesn't know nothing. She's like, oh, one more less thing, and Nate's like, that means we're closer to World War III. And she's like, why would you name it that then? Confusing. I agree, Zari. I agree so much. And then Ava, when Ava to stall before cutting open the alien, was she let the anesthesia laughing gas, she undid it so it would fill up the room, so everybody started laughing, and she's talking with, like, another lady there, and they're just, like, laughing and telling everybody stuff, and she's like, you're not a spy, right? She's like, no, I'm not a spy, I'm a clone. Like, she totally just, like, outs herself, but of course it sounds ridiculous at the time, like, that's just, yeah. So, of course. And, but then Ava leaves the room before it can fully knock her out. Of course, smart thinking, Ava. She may be high on life, I guess, but she ain't stupid. And so, but she comes in and she takes the alien away. Kayla, the name is, takes her away. Mick and Spooner show up with the truck to bring back the missile, and they get in there, and Spooner's powers are developing more, getting some more stuff going on. She can hear the alien talk, and the alien is very upset with Ava, of course, because she's in front of her, and she's doing shit to her, so, yeah. So they're like, Spooner's like, we need to get Ava, so that's where they're going, and then Behrad is with Fidel Castro, and they're chilling in the room, and Behrad takes one of his weed gummies, and he's, you know, he needs to relax, a bit of a stressful situation he's in, and Fidel's like, give me some. He takes like three, which I think is a lot. I wouldn't know, though. And he takes them, and Behrad's, oh, good luck, man, because he's gonna get high. So yeah, so they get high, Fidel's still smoking a cigar, high on weed gummies, and Behrad's like, let me sing you a song. And so he picks up a guitar, and he just sings about peace and love and blah, 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 and it's winning Fidel Castro over, he's crying, he's like, it's the most beautiful thing I ever heard, we're all just brothers on this fragile planet. I was like, oh my gosh, it's going so well, but of course things can never go well. Because he gets up to go out to, you know, say that, you know, we're okay now, we're fine, nothing's gonna happen now. But then Kayla shows up because Kayla woke up and slammed Ava against the wall, but Mick shoo-shooed her away with his fire gun, and Spooner, Mick, and Ava are getting out of there. But of course Kayla goes towards Fidel, and Fidel's like, oh, you... to Behrad, you sent them after me to attack me, now I'm gonna bomb the U.S. So, the U.S. is gonna bomb Cuba. Cuba's gonna bomb the U.S. World War III is going down. Maybe, maybe not. Let's find out. Okay. Oh, things are heating up. Goodness. Oh my goodness. So, JFK freaking out, man. He's calling up his wife. He's like, please, please get out of town. And they're like, no. Attorney General's like, we don't have time for this. They're doing stuff. They're being sneaky, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and so JFK's like, DEFCON 2. And, oh, it's another one more step closer to World War 3. And Nate's like, this is not how history is supposed to go. It's not how it's supposed to do stuff. And so Attorney General starts typing things up. But Nate's like, oh, well, my secretary here can type real fast. 100 words a minute. Why don't you have her do it? And they're like, okay. So she's typing up, but she's only typing with her thumbs, of course, because that's how she types on her phone. And just the way she was doing it. It was so funny. Oh my gosh, I could watch that over and over again. Oh, yeah, so she's typing things up. My thing is, Zara's being a little sneaky sneak and not typing what JFK was saying. Hopefully that's what's happening. But Ava has been put into the med bay on the ship, and they're discussing things, and people are telling her what's going on, and she's like, we're screwed. Everything's messed up now. Great. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Bayrod is with Fidel Castro, and he's very angry, very, very angry. But then a guy comes in, he's like, somebody on the line for you, it's Che, his best friend, who Bayrod is supposed to be his brother or cousin or something. And so Bayrod's freaking out. And, but, you know, obviously, he has to run or else he's going to get caught. So he runs. Fidel's running after him like, you, I will nuke this place now. He's just so angry. And Ava's, like, so stressed out, man. She's trying to keep it together. She's like, we have to stop this, Mick. We are going to go kill the alien. And he's like, no, that was the best chance of getting Sarah. And she's like, I know it was. But now we're going to go to World War III, and there's not going to be anything left to go back to if we don't kill the alien to get Fidel from stop freaking out. And so Spooner's just kind of staying quiet, but Mick is upset because he really wants to get Sarah. Ava's like, Ava's priorities are kind of mixed. She's like, she obviously wants to get Sarah back, of course, but like, we need to save the timeline. That's what we're here to do. And if we don't fix this moment right now, Sarah's not going to have a home to go back to because there's not going to be anything left because they're nuclear bombing the U.S. So, you know, don't want that. Man, stressful. Mick is upset because just like, I need you to go out and do your thing, you know, kill people, blah, 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 blah. Mick's like, oh, that's all I'm here for, good to know what I'm needed, blah, blah, blah. And he storms out, and it was just stressed out. Team is not doing hot without Sarah, guys. And we still haven't seen Sarah this whole dang episode. So annoyed. Okay. Anyways, let's continue. All right, guys. So, Rory and Spooner go in to find Kayla. And they do very easily, very quick. Kayla's in front of the nuke, though, in Fidel Castro's bunker. She thinks it's a spaceship. And she probably wants to use it to go home. And they're like, it's not a spaceship. And so, you know, they do a little talking. Spooner's doing some, you know, translating and whatnot. But they get Kayla to help them. Pretty much the deal is they help. Kayla helps them find Sarah. They will help Kayla get back home, I guess. Which is interesting. I don't trust Kayla, of course, because she's the one who kidnaps her in the first place, along with Gary. So, don't exactly know what's going on, but at least we can have a chance to get Sarah back. Yay! Yeah, I hope so. And then oh, Fidel Castro is like debating whether or not to put off this bomb, but of course he does. He sends it to DC. And great, fun. Oh my gosh, okay. So that's going to DC, and now back in the Oval Office. Things are heating up. The Attorney General, I believe his last name is Killjoy, wants to, or Kilgore. I don't remember. I think it's Kilgore. Wants to, send the nuke out and to the Soviets, and then they find out about the bomb coming to DC. It's like, we have to, but it's not the Soviets. It's really Fidel Castro. And they don't know that, of course. They just know there's a nuke coming towards them. And they're like, we have to do it. And he's like, we can't do that. And I was like, made this kind of big, powerful sentence of, if they nuke us, we can't bring the world down with us, blah, that sort of thing. And so they do this big old stupid football-esque play to determine who's going to get the football, and that being the term for the stuff to send a nuke. And they do this football play because it's called a football, and I think it's stupid, and it's just the man thing to do instead of talking things out. Maybe like a normal person, I don't know. Ugh. Anyways, it was amusing, but I just have to say that is the very men thing to do. JFK decides, no, we're not going to send the nuke, but the nuke is still heading towards them, and they're like, we're going to die, aren't we? And so Nate and Zarya are there, going to die. Great. And they hold hands. I was like, oh my God, are they having a moment? Are Nate and Zarya having a moment? Like, is something going to happen? Because Constantine isn't here. That was very interesting, and I was a little nervous because love triangle, but that'd make it interesting. Ooh, fun. But then the bomb lands, does not explode. They're saved. Yay! Yeah, it doesn't explode. I don't know why it doesn't explode, but did not explode. Faulty bomb? Who knows? Let's find out. Okay, so I obviously missed something here, but the way that the bomb didn't explode is Kayla and Mick took out the warhead in the bomb to use it to power the Wave Rider. So that's how that's working. And so they get on board, bring Kayla's on board, have the plutonium, and Mick's like, we're taking the ship. So Ava, they're going back and forth, like, you can't do this alone. He's like, no, I have to, blah, 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 blah. And it comes to turn, she's like, yeah, you gotta do it alone. So Mick and Kayla are gonna go off, take the Wave Rider by themselves. Go get Sarah. Fun. Yay. Let's get Sarah back. Woo woo. And then, but they're like, what are we going to do without our ship? Like, where are we going to go? Now we're going to go stay at Constantine's house. Yay. Fun. Everybody under the same roof, as Nate said. That'll be a good, interesting dynamic like that, having to stay put in one place. But I like Ava made the point of, how do you guys get to stop it? And Nate's like, sports analogies, bear rods, like, weed gummies, and they're like, very on brand, and it is on brand overall for both of them and for the show in general. So that was good. So they're gonna stay at Constantine's. That's fun. And then back on the ship, Mick is setting down some guidelines for Chip. No drinking my beers, obviously, and he can't understand Kayla. So that conversation's interesting. But then. Oh, and then Kayla does her transforming thing. Gary has his glasses where she, does a weird finger motion thing. I don't know what it was. But then she turns into human form and speaks English. And oh my gosh, I freaked out. That looks so good. Yay! Human Kayla. Ooh, fun. Oh my goodness. She looks good, by the way. It's messy over there. Yeah, and she just took Rory's beer and downed it. She's like, got anything stronger? So that'll be interesting fun. I feel like Rory might be a relationship starting for him with Kayla. Who knows? Kind of on brand for Rory, though. If we think about Garima, the three boob lady. So, yeah, that's fun. So, Oh my gosh. Okay, let's watch the trailer for next episode. Astra is trying to be a normal human being. Not doing so hot for her. Oh, this is so fun. Okay, so it looks like it's gonna be like an Astra centric episode, which will be fun. I'm excited. But anyway, guys, I'm still sad that there's no Sarah this episode. I really wanted to know what that guy's about. Hopefully next episode. But yeah. Anyways, that's it for today. Good episode, despite not being any Sarah stuff anywhere. Some relationship building. Rory-centric. Rory's taken a place in this team. He's leading the team to get Sarah back, which I like. I like having more Mick involvement, you know? And hopefully he can go get Sarah back. Woo-woo! All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.